welcome to another episode of Sandbox Podcast. My name is Kuke Balebe. In this edition of Sandbox Podcast, we focus on the three elephants that escaped the Kruger National Park into the Matulu village, which is one of the neighboring communities bordering the Kruger National Park on Saturday, 10 March 2018. To clarify and to really give us a picture of what really happened on that day, I'm sitting with Mr. Nicholas Funda, who's the general manager in the conservation management in the Kruger National Park. Mr. Funda, thank you so much for taking time to speak to us. Can you confirm that it was three elephants that escaped the Kruger National Park?
Yes, I can confirm that three elephants escaped Kruger National Park into the neighboring village.
Thank you. So do you have any idea of why these animals escaped the Kruger National Park?
Well, there are a couple of reasons for that. One is elephants have got good memory. And as you know, that Kruger National Park is not a natural system. We manage Kruger National Park and we fence. Kruger Park is fenced. It's not a natural system. Therefore, migratory routes of big animals like elephants surely would have been disrupted with the establishment of Kruger National Park. Because they have memory, they still have that in their brains that either genetically on their DNA, that the routes were natural routes or natural migratory routes were through these villages now, which are previously those villages were not there. Therefore, it was all natural there, and there were no fences, no villages. Therefore, animals have got that memory. Okay. That one reason. The second reason is the food sometimes can be a driver. It might happen that some trees or some specific plants are no longer available in the park and they are available outside, and therefore the animals can still find those trees or plants that they feed on the outside. That might be the second reason, therefore. And the other one, it might be territory.
Okay.
Bulls maintain their territories. It might happen that they are chased out by a dominant bull to go outside because they don't. It is a natural process where bulls chase out other bulls to maintain good genetics that can be transferred to the next generation, and it's a natural process.
Right. So, how did they leave the park? As we have fences and all that.
Well, the fence south of Pabeni up to the Crocodile River is not in a good state. And again, fence, we are not responsible for fencing as Kruger National Park.
Okay.
State Vet, Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries is responsible for that fence for disease control.
Yes.
As you know, that the park is a disease area. Therefore, to keep animals inside, wild animals inside the park, and keep domestic animals outside the park, it's their responsibility, but the fence is not in good condition. We are working with the department to try to address that and to assist actually the state vet in terms of upgrade of that fence.
Okay. So a decision was taken to put the three elephants down. Who made that call and why?
When an animal is outside the park, it becomes the responsibility of the province. As you know, that Kruger National Park is in two provinces.
Yes.
It is in Limpopo and also in Mpumalanga.
Yes.
The incident we're referring to, it happened in Mpumalanga. Therefore, Mpumalanga Parks and Tourism Board is a competent authority.
Yes.
Therefore, it's them. We wait for them even to assist. Mm. They call, as I said, South African National Park, specific Kruger National Park management. There are elephants outside the park or lions or whatever animal. Can you please come and assist us?
Okay.
When we get there, we are under their commands.
Yes.
It's them that they're going to decide it because it's in their area of responsibility.
Yes.
For us, it's assistance. Therefore, it's Mpumalanga Parks Board that made the call. It's their responsibility. And the protocols are clear.
Okay.
We've got protocols that we have developed. so that we don't have problems in the future. Even a junior official can understand what is expected of him. And we've got those protocols that are agreed between the two agencies, the province and SANParks.
Okay. So in this instance, with the three elephants that were put down, the statement that was issued by SANParks said that a helicopter tried to move these three animals back into the park. What actually happened there?
Well, it's difficult when animals are outside the park where you have people as well.
Yes.
And people's health is critical.
Yes.
And when an animal is in a village, you can chase that animal with a helicopter, and when if it can bump into a human being, it can kill that person.
Correct.
Therefore, human's health is critical for us.
Yes.
And for Mpumalanga Parks, we send our helicopters to assist. Assistance can be in two forms.
Yes.
Try to chase it back into the park if it's safe to do so. If it's not safe to do so, try to destroy from the air, because you can get closer and you have lesser damage to people's assets and even people's lives.
Yes.
Therefore, that's the reason we send. The Mpumalanga Parks and the pilots and the vets, they've got a right to make a decision on in the field. It's not a bureaucratic process. They, on the spot, they said, if we chase this elephant, it's going to pass through that village, it's going to cause problems there. Therefore, the best way is to destroy it there on the spot.
Okay. So, do you have any idea of what happened to the ivory of the elephants?
Usually, it's part of the protocols. If something happened outside the park, the province is responsible for that ivory.
Okay.
They will take that ivory and put it on the storage, and they store according to their rules.
Okay.
We don't usually carry ivory unless Mpumalanga Parks are not, or the province is not on site.
Okay.
Sometimes they call us, say there's an elephant, we receive a report that there's an elephant in a particular village. Can you please then help us?
Yes.
Therefore, in that case, we're going to go and help them. If we need to destroy that animal, we'll destroy on their behalf. And therefore, we can take the task into Kruger National Park, but we can reissue back to them because the elephant was killed outside the park.
Outside the park. Okay. As Kruger National Park, do you have any relationship with the neighboring communities? And how do these communities benefit from this relationship?
Well, if we can look at the example of these three elephants, we don't take the meat, and even Mpumalanga Parks, but they don't take that meat.
Yes.
That meat becomes community meat.
Okay.
The community, they utilize the resource,
yes,
the meat. We have people in parks conservation. Their responsibility is to maintain relationship between us and communities.
Okay.
Thirdly, when we recruit people at a lower level where we don't need specialized skills, we recruit from those communities.
Yes.
And I really think that those are the things that we've got even a community levy.
Yes, I know.
That we charge to the guests, and that money is planted back to the communities for community projects.
Yes.
Therefore, we are doing a lot for the communities, but there's still a room for improvement.
Correct. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Nichols.
Great.
I hope this really clarifies the perception that people have out there of what happened on the day when the elephant escaped the park.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay.